Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline.
We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings.
It's Farrell on the bench.
I believe in whipped cream with everything. It's time for the U.S. Open, the 122nd version of it, the third major of the season. They're at the Country Club in Brookline, Mass, outside of Boston. The U.S. Open trophy's up for grabs. It's one of the oldest courses in the country, and it's there for the first time since 1988. The club was founded in 1882. You know, Colin Morikawa's won the Open twice, and he said, quote, "We're here at a major, and we're here to win the U.S. Open, and we're here to play and beat everyone else in this field, in this great field. That's what it's about." I was looking at the U.S. Open power rankings that the PGA Tour released, and their top 20 goes like this. At 20, Matsuyama. You saw him win the Masters. 19, Billy Horschel. And then 18, Berger. 17, Connors. 16, Neiman. 15, everybody's favorite pick, Zalatoris. They saw what he did in the PGA Championship, losing in a playoff to JT. So everybody's buying tickets on Zalatoris this week in Boston. And 14 is Tony Finau. Then Morikawa, 13. Max Homa is 12, Cantlay 11, Smith is 10th, Fitzpatrick is 9th, the Englishman, Spieth 8, the Irish Bear, Lowry 7, Schauffele is 6, Rahm 5, Sam Burns 4, I can't even fathom that, Scottie Scheffler 3, then Rory, too, coming off his Canadian Open win. And number one in the power rankings is Justin Thomas. Well, you know the course is going to be brutal. And the guys that have a legitimate shot at winning it, Scott Scheffler, of course, he started with 4 big wins and a victory at the Masters. He's number one in the world. He's cooled off. He missed the cut at the PGA Championship, if you can even believe it, and lost in a playoff at the Charles Schwab Challenge. Tons of people are going to be betting on Scheffler for the season that he's having, no doubt about it. What about Jon Rahm? He won his first major at the 21 U.S. Open at Torrey Pines in San Diego, and he's been kind of not playing well since he won the Mexican Open in May. And he's awesome tee to green, but around the green, he's been choppy at best. What about Rory, a 4-time major champ? He wants to do what Justin Thomas did at Southern Hills at the PGA Championship when JT ended his drought. McIlroy has gone 8 years since his last major, and he had a chance to win at the PGA Championship. Coming off the win in Canada, can he get it done back-to-back weeks and steal a U.S. Open? We'll see. He's got 4 majors, and he wants more. What about Xander Schauffele? 9 career top tens in majors, but he missed the cut at the Masters. He was 13th at the PGA Championship. He's been great at the U.S. Open, 5 top tens in as many starts. He was 7th in a tie last year. So Thomas claimed his second major at the PGA Championship at Southern Hills. So that 5-year drought is over. Will he win another major this season and take the Open in Boston? We'll see this weekend. What about Cameron Smith? Is he the best player in the field? that hasn't won a major, and you know this guy goes big ball and tries to rack up birdies. We'll see how he does, the Australian, this week at the Country Club. Nobody's gained more strokes than Will Zalatoris in majors, and the guy's been just playing great golf. That's all there is to it. Five top tens in seven starts in majors since he's gone pro, and that is clutch. He's just got to putt better on Saturday and Sunday. That's all there is to it. How can you not get a piece on Colin Morikawa after he's won this thing twice? He hasn't played well. His best finish in his last five starts was a tie for 26th at the RBC Heritage. He missed the cut at the Memorial altogether, but he comes up big in majors. Now, what about Jordan Spieth? He didn't play great in the majors this year. He missed the cut at the Masters, 34th at the PGA, but he did win the Heritage, and he was second at the Byron Nelson. He's always in the mix, isn't he? What about DJ? Dustin Johnson has been getting blamed for everything, going to the LIV Tour, people ripping him. Who cares? He won the 2016 U.S. Open at Oakmont in Pittsburgh and has six top tens in 14 starts in the U.S. Open. He always plays well at the Open. I got to be honest, I can't believe Victor Hovland hasn't won a major yet. He's ranked eighth in the world. He's won three times on tour. He needs to break through and win a major. It's that simple. Patrick Cantlay, he won the FedEx Championship, but he's been going the opposite direction of winning all that money since. He tied for 39th at the Masters. He missed the cut altogether at the PGA Championship. He hasn't had a top 10 finish in a major since third in the 2019 PGA Championship. Matt Fitzpatrick, the Englishman, he had a tie for 14th at the Masters, tie for 5th at the PGA Championship. And when he was 18, he won the 2013 U.S. Amateur at this golf course. So he has played well here before. He might be a long shot type of snag for you to bet on. And Hideki Matsuyama, he won the 21 Masters, two wins this year, but he's had back and neck injuries. People probably going to stay away from him with all the problems he's had lately. He even got disqualified at the Memorial for an illegal substance on his three-wood. A lot of people have been picking Sam Burns. He beat Scheffler in a playoff at the Schwab and Davis Riley in a playoff at the Valspar. And he wants his first top 10 in a major. Some people are picking him to win it. So those were all the guys that can definitely win it. What about the guys that are going to need some love, some luck, and, you know, have a shot at winning it? Cameron Young would be one of them. He's a PGA Tour rookie. Doesn't have a victory yet, but has eight top 25s in 18 starts. And that's pretty badass. Brooks Koepka got married. He wants to play better golf. The two-time U.S. Open champ missed the cut of the Masters and tied for 55th at the PGA Championship. He's been busy with his girl, getting married, and not focusing on golf, obviously. He needs to get his act together to get in on another U.S. Open trophy. And then there's the Irish Bear. He tied for second at the 2016 U.S. Open at Oakmont and hasn't had a top 25 since then. He was third at the Masters, and that was his best career finish. Joaquin Niemann, a two-time winner on the PGA Tour. He won the Genesis back in February. Everybody says he's a rising star. He wants his first top 10 in a major here. Max Homa has been playing really good golf, but he missed the cut in his first two U.S. Open tries as a pro. Tony Finau's been playing good golf, tied for second at the Mexico Open, tied for fourth at the Schwab, solo second at the Canadian Open. He's been playing great, has 10 top 10 finishes in the majors. I might put a piece on Tony Finau here in Boston. Abraham Answer's an outsider, but he posted back-to-back top 10s at the PGA Championship. And Mito Pereira, the Chilean, played great. He had a meltdown at the 72nd hole at the PGA Championship, but he made a ton of money. Let's see how he does in the U.S. Open. Sungjae Im, two top 10 finishes at the Masters, but he hasn't done anything in other majors at all. Tyrrell Hatton has made just two cuts in five starts at the U.S. Open. He did tie for sixth at Shinnecock Hills in 2018. Adam Scott's one of seven Aussies in the U.S. Open field. He won the 2013 Masters. What about Webb Simpson? He won at the Olympic Club in San Francisco a decade ago, beating Graham McDowell and Michael Thompson by a stroke to win his major. Daniel Berger's coming off a fifth at the Memorial. His name will be in there. What about Louis? He's 39 now, doesn't care. He's playing live. He withdrew from the Masters with a neck problem, 60th at the PGA Championship. So he just hasn't been playing good golf. What about Billy Horschel? He won at the Memorial. His best finish at the U.S. Open was back in 2013 when he tied for fourth. Brian Harman back in 2017 at the U.S. Open at Erin Hills tied for second, four shots behind Brooks Koepka. So keep an eye on Harman. Brandon Grace tied for seventh at Torrey Pines last year. It was his third top 10 in the U.S. Open since 2015. So watch for Grace. And Bryson DeChambeau went to the LIV Tour. He's coming back from left-hand surgery, missed the cut at Memorial, but he did win the 2020 U.S. Open. There'll be lots of other names, Patrick Reed, Gary Woodland, Taylor Gooch, Kevin Kisner, Mark Leishman, I mean, Justin Rose, Harold Varner. Everybody's going to get their name mentioned going into this thing. Super long shots, Phil, Fleetwood, Keegan Bradley, Sergio, Stewie Cink, your boy Richard Bland, Francesco Molinari. Let's just get it on. I'm ready to dance. Another major, the U.S. Open outside of Boston. Tee it up. Hit it long.
It's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.